everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive deep with me today? We're tackling market forces and anxiety. Yeah, I know, not exactly a beach vacation.
Right.
But seriously, we're going to break down this article, Eight Factors That Influence Market Movements and Cause Market Anxiety. So instead of feeling like you're strapped into a roller coaster blindfolded.
Which, let's face it, the market can feel like sometimes.
Exactly. We'll give you a clearer picture of what's really going on and how to handle it.
That's the goal. Empowered, not overwhelmed. And this article jumps right into it, talking about that anxious feeling, even when the market's doing great. You know, you see record highs and suddenly, bam, FOMO hits.
Oh, tell me about it. Like everyone else is cashing in and you're stuck wondering if you missed the boat.
It's totally normal. Humans are wired to get anxious when things are uncertain. And the market, talk about uncertainty.
No kidding. So how do we get a handle on it then?
Knowledge is key. This article breaks down the main forces at play. Once you understand those, you can start making smarter choices, not just emotional ones.
Okay, so let's unpack those forces. First up, the one that's always making headlines, inflation. That sneaky tax that chips away at your money's worth.
It is. Like a slow leak in your tire, you might not notice it right away, but over time, you're stuck.
And investors know that, right? That's why they freak out about inflation. Makes your hard-earned cash worth less over time.
Right, and that's where hard assets come in. The article talks about those, things like real estate or gold, that usually hold their value better when inflation is high.
Makes sense, trying to stay one step ahead of the game, right?
Right.
Protecting your wealth even when a dollar doesn't go as far.
Exactly.
So inflation is one piece of the puzzle, but the article doesn't stop there. It says inflation is tied to another big player. Interest rates.
Right.
And it uses this great analogy of the Federal Reserve being like a conductor.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah. Their instrument, interest rates. They use them to control the whole economy's tempo.
Perfect way to put it. Because just like a conductor can speed up or slow down the music, the Fed can use interest rates to either stimulate growth or tap the brakes a bit.
So if the Fed wants to fight inflation, they hike up those interest rates, right? Like hitting the brakes.
Exactly. Because suddenly borrowing money gets more expensive. Businesses think twice about taking out loans, maybe hold back on those big expansion plans.
And regular people like us too, right? Suddenly that new car or dream home doesn't seem so doable.
Right. That spending slowdown can help cool things down, inflation-wise.
But too much braking and the whole economy could slam to a halt, right? That's got to be a worry, too.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act, for sure. That's why the article talks about how closely they watch economic growth, GDP, you know, they call it the economy speedometer, which I think is a good way to visualize it.
Yeah, like we want to see that needle moving, not stalled out. Steady growth is the goal.
Exactly. When the economy's humming, businesses are hiring, people are spending, there's that feeling of things moving in the right direction.
But if things slow down too much, or worse, go in reverse, recession time, that's got to make the market jittery.
You bet. It's like hitting a rough patch of road, for sure. Uncertainty creeps in, maybe a little panic too. And speaking of things that make investors nervous, the article dives into high debt levels being a drag on the economy. They actually call it heavy baggage. I kind of like that image.
It's true. Think about it. If you're drowning in debt, you can't do much, right? Limited options, can't be as flexible. Same goes for companies.
Totally. Too much debt, and suddenly they can't innovate as much. Or they're way more vulnerable if something unexpected hits the economy.
Like trying to run a race wearing a backpack full of rocks? Right. You're not going to win. And hey, when we're talking about burdens on the economy, I'm going to mention government spending and taxes, right?
Definitely. The article brings that up as a major factor and honestly is one that people always debate.
Because it's such a tightrope walk.
Okay.
Too little spending and you risk holding back growth too much. Hello, inflation, our old friend.
It's all about finding that sweet spot, which is easier said than done. Governments are always trying to strike that balance and investors are watching their every move. But it's not just about the numbers themselves, you know. It's about the feeling those numbers give people. That's where this consumer and business confidence thing comes in.
The vibes.
Yeah.
And the article says confidence is contagious, which I thought was interesting.
Right. Think about it. When people feel good about the economy, when they feel confident, they spend money, they buy houses, they splurge on vacations, it all keeps the wheels turning.
And businesses see that, right? They think, okay, people are feeling good, let's invest, let's hire more people.
It's a chain reaction in a good way. Confidence boosts confidence.
But flip that around. If confidence takes a hit, suddenly everyone's nervous.
Exactly. Could be global uncertainty, political stuff, even just a bunch of bad economic news. That positive cycle reverses fast. Consumers tighten their belts, businesses get cautious, and the market, it feels that uncertainty.
And we can't forget, we're not in a bubble. What happens across the world affects us too.
That's right, global interconnectedness, it's a thing. Which the article brings up, you know, international uncertainties, factor number 7 out of our 8.
So what kind of international stuff would make investors hit the panic button? Give us an example.
Well, let's say there's a big trade war between a couple powerful countries. Suddenly, global trade's a mess, costs go up for businesses, the market gets volatile.
Yikes.
Or imagine a sudden spike in oil prices, maybe because of some political tension in a place that produces a lot of oil that ripples through everything. Transportation costs go up, prices in general go up. It all ties back to that inflation we were talking about.
It's amazing how one thing can impact so much.
It is. And that interconnectedness is not just about stuff moving around the world. It's also about how investors react to news and events, how they feel. Which brings us to our last big factor, and it's a fascinating one. Market speculation and investor sentiment.
It's like the whole psychology of the market, right? Not just the numbers, but how those numbers make people feel and then what they DO because of those feelings.
It's exactly like that. Picture a crowded room, everyone suddenly running for the exits. You might start running too, even if you don't know WHY, everyone's freaking out.
Total herd mentality, right? Oh, they're selling, gotta sell too.
Exactly. Fear and uncertainty can spiral so fast. What starts as a little dip snowballs into a full-blown crash, even if nothing's really that wrong.
Those speculative bubbles, right? Everyone piles in, prices go crazy.
And like any bubble, eventually, it pops. Now, this doesn't mean we should ignore how other investors are feeling. It's definitely part of the whole picture. But we got to be aware of it, right? Our own decisions, we don't want to make them based on panic or FOMO.
Makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground. Inflation, interest rates, even the weird psychology of it all. 8 factors that can make anyone anxious. But I gotta say, understanding them does make me feel more in control, less like I'm just along for the ride.
There you go. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your money.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's bring it back to everyone listening. What are the big takeaways? What can you actually DO with all this?
First things first, don't panic. Remember, markets go up, they go down. It's like the weather. You can't control it, but you can be prepared.
So how do we prepare? Give us the game plan.
1, stay informed. You don't got to get a PhD in economics, but a basic understanding of these 8 factors. That's huge. See how they're trending. Stay in the loop.
Like checking the financial forecast before making any big money moves.
Exactly. You wouldn't plan a whole vacation based on one day's weather report. Same with investing. Don't freak out over every little market blip. Think long term.
Long game. I like it.
That's where it's at. Remember your goals. And another thing, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify.
Because if that one basket takes a tumble, scrambled portfolio, not pretty.
Right. Spread those investments around, stocks, bonds, real estate, you name it. It helps manage that risk. And lastly, if it all feels like too much, it's okay to call for backup.
Get yourself a financial advisor.
Exactly. Think of them like a guide. They've been through the market's ups and downs. They can help you figure out a plan that works for you, for your goals, and your comfort level with risk.
Makes a lot of sense. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. The world of market forces, it's complex. Yeah, even a little intimidating sometimes. But ultimately, it's something we can understand and navigate. Hopefully you all got a lot out of this.
It's been great being here, breaking it all down.
And to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed. Until next time.